This weekend in North Hero, Vermont, ice skaters will gather for a series of races on what's billed as the largest skating oval on Lake Champlain. The Champlain Islands Ice Marathon is the next event in the season for speed skating's least known subspecialty, marathon skating. Mitch Tyke of Milwaukee Public Radio caught up with some of the sport's diehards at a much smaller and warmer oval in Wisconsin.
In Olympic speed skating, individual short track races can go 3,000 meters. Long track races top out at 10,000 meters. On a recent Sunday morning at Milwaukee's Pettit National Ice Center, a starting field of nearly two dozen racers lines up to take on the 50,000-meter leg of a two-day event called the U.S. Speed Skating National Marathon and North American Championships. It's uncharted territory for even some experienced skaters. Susan St. Pierre came to Milwaukee from Newburgh, New York, to skate in the 50-plus Masters division. She's skated since she was 3 years old.
I've raced 25K before, but I've never raced a 50.
Do you have a goal for time on 50K?
No, I've never done one, so I have no goal to finish.
It's a chaotic scene on this Sunday morning at the Pettit, where an indoor running marathon and a girls' hockey tournament are also going on. There is no electronic timing for the skating marathon, and so the race organizer, Olu Sijuwade, calls over the team of lap counters to offer some last-minute guidance.
Okay, does every skater here have a counter? You know who your counter is? Counters, do you know who your skaters are?
Yes!
The counters will be an important part of the day. The race totals 129 circuits of the 400-meter oval, and within a few minutes, nearly every racer will be on a different lap. Sijuwade finishes his pre-race instructions, then is abruptly called away with his soprano saxophone before the international field takes off. The Milwaukee race represents the first time the event has been held indoors. Marathon Skating International, the organizer of the yearly series, made the change after several championships in past years had to be called off because lakes had thawed. And the war stories of 50K veterans like Jim Deniska of Detroit offer some insight into indoor skating's appeal.
Outdoors can be very interesting. In 2000, the 50K was in Lake Placid, New York. The temperature was 10 degrees. We had a 25-mile-an-hour wind coming down the main straightaway and a snowstorm. So that was one of the few races where I really questioned my sanity being out there.
Like speed skating in general, marathon skating is more popular in Europe, in countries like the Netherlands, where frozen canals allow for long, interrupted stretches of ice. Organizer Olu Sijuwade says in this country, it attracts racers at the top end of the sport and endurance-oriented weekend warriors.
Most marathon skaters tend not to be metric, which means they tend not to be so technical. A lot of them like to skate in the lake where they don't have to worry about the corners and doing crossovers and the curves. Whereas metric speed skaters and pack style speed skaters, they use the corners to their advantage for acceleration. And they actually work and build the corners and they relax on the straightaways. Whereas marathon skaters is kind of like they push the whole time because they're not used to using corners and they kind of feel uncomfortable and unstable.
With that in mind, it's no surprise that this indoor curve-intensive race is led from the opening gun by skaters with Olympic aspirations. Bridie Farrell was a world-class racer a decade ago who's trying to revive her career as a long-track skater.
I've never skated a marathon before, so I had no idea what to expect. But also, I was a short tracker, and I took 6 years off and started skating about 6 or 7 weeks ago, so it's all just a training opportunity for me at this stage.
Farrell skated with the lead pack for the first half of the race before deciding her body had had enough and dropped out.
Yeah, I was going for quality over quantity. This is a great training opportunity, but this isn't my goal to win this.
But that didn't stop her from winning her group in Saturday's 25K in a time faster than the men's champion a year ago. But Farrell is the exception in marathon skating. The norm is represented by Jeff Brand, a 50-plus Masters skater from Wisconsin who calls the Pettit his home track. He finished 25 minutes off the winning pace. Looking at the marathon runners nearby, Brand said he expected to hit a wall in this race, but never did.
When I had 90 laps to go, I could feel that I knew I was going to do it. I felt really, really strong. And then my next strategy was with halfway, about 65 laps into it, I was going to take a break, refuel, but I didn't. And I was worried about bonking. Yeah, just losing energy, just getting real sick to the stomach. You feel like you're going to throw up. And then about 30 laps left, I knew I was not going to take a break. So I just went right through it. I skated very well today.
In the end, though, it was Patrick Meek, training for a spot on the U.S. National Long Track team, that crushed the rest of the field, finishing the 50K in an hour and 24 minutes. Fellow Olympic team contender Bridie Farrell said maybe the best part of marathon skating is how comparatively short a 3,000-meter race will feel.
I know. I'm actually quite looking forward to that. I would have never thought that would be the case, but it's all relative, so yeah.
For Only a Game, I'm Mitch Tyke in Milwaukee. I am a speed
skater. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Martin Kessler. We had help this week from Tony Federico at KPCC and from Amanda Art. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. You can take a look at Mitch Tyke's speed skating photos at onlyagame.org, where you can also leave a comment under any of our stories. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Olympic champion Allie Raisman as she explains that she was a little late for her interview because she was hunting down her gold medal.
Yeah, for sure. I keep it very close to me. I don't want to lose it.
I feel the same way about my gold medal. Or I'm sure I would if I had one. I feel a little field. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. I am